Let's continue on for where we left off last time. There was a machlekas between Rav and Shmuel, a dispute between Rav and Shmuel about someone who is makdish a field during the year of Yovel, someone who donates a field during the time of Yovel to Hekdesh. Rav says, we're now beginning 24b, this is on 24a. Rav says that if someone donates a field during the year of Yovel itself, then the Kedusha is chal, the Kedusha does work. Shmuel says that in that case, the Kedusha does not work, the field does not become Hekdesh. That was the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara now goes on, has a little discussion. Now the Gemara continues on, my time of the Rav, third line, where's the source for Rav's opinion that Rav says that during the year of Yovel itself, the Hekdesh is not chal, the Hekdesh is not valid. The Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, v'im mishnas hayevel, it says if from the year of Yovel, and that implies Ushnas Hayevel b'chal, that the year of Yovel itself is in the Kal. The pasuk over here says im mishnas Hayevel yakdesh sadeo. If from the year of Yovel he will donate his field, then karkcha yakom, it should stand at its assess at its value. So that over there, the from describing it as from the year of Yovel, that implies that the year of Yovel is included in that. And therefore, it would become Kaddish also, that Pasuk, the Pasuk that discusses Hekdesh, would be including Yovel also. Shmuel, how does Shmuel respond back to this Pasuk? What does he do with the Pasuk? How does he explain this Pasuk? Miksev vim bishnas Yovel. Does the Pasuk say, and if during the year of Yovel, mishnas Yovel, from the year of Yovel, ksev, mishnas shachar Yovel, from the year following the Yovel. So if the Pasuk would say, if during Yovel you're Makdish, then yes, that's true. It would imply that during the year of Yovel would be Hekdesh. But here the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, im mishnas Yovel, from the year of Hekdesh. So that already could sound like the year following Hekdesh. Gemara says, Bishlam l'Rav hainu d'chstiv im mishnas Yovel v'im achar Yovel. According to Rav, I could explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that if you donate during Yovel, then you pay the full value. If you pay following Yovel, then it decreases. So then we have during Yovel and following Yovel. But if you're going to go according to Shmuel, that Shmuel says that the word Mishnas Yovel also implies after the Yovel. My Achar Yovel. What does it mean after the Yovel? The word Mishnas means from following the Yovel. So when the next pasuk that describes a point called after the Yovel, well, Mishnas Yovel also means after the Yovel. The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, achar, that pasuk is not referring to immediately following Yovel, but rather refers to at some point much later following Yovel. Achar, much later. So if you donated during Yovel, meaning from the year following Yovel, that means right after Yovel, in that case, you got to pay the full 50. If you donated halfway till the next Yovel, then you only pay half, you only pay 25. But the pasuk is not referring to the year right after Yovel. Meiseve, Gemara asks a question. It says, Makdishim bein lifnei Yovel, bein la'achar Yovel. You can be Makdish right before Yovel and right after Yovel, b'shnas Yovel atzmo la'yakdish. But Yovel itself, you can't donate to Hekdesh. Vim Hekdesh ain't a Kedusha. And if you do donate to Hekdesh, then the Hekdesh is not chal. The donation does not go to the base of Hekdesh. This price is explicit, like the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel says that if someone donates during Hekdesh, the field does not become Kaddish. This price says exactly that. If you donate during Yovel, then the field does not become Hekdesh. Amar lach Rav, what will Rav respond back to you? Ain't a Kedusha bigirua. On Yovel itself, it doesn't get Kedusha that now will constantly deduct year by year. Rather, you pay for the entire 50. Avol Kaddish v'naisen chamishim. But rather, it will become Kaddish, but you got to pay the full 50. So like we discussed in the past, if someone donates now on Yovel, that's according to the opinion of Rav at least, in that case, will be paying the full value of the full 50. If he donates 25 years later, halfway to the next Yovel cycle, and that gets only be paying half of it, 25. So here the Brisa does not mean that it's Eina Kaddish, that it's totally not Kaddish. Rather, it just means Eina Kaddish Begirua, that the Kedusha that it gets, the donation does not deduct one shekel plus a little bit per year. Rather, you pay for the full 50. The Gemara says this doesn't fit with the Pasuk. Avo Kaddish Unaisen Chamishim, Mechlad Lefnei HaYovel, Kedusha Ligal Bigarua. This would imply that only on the year of Yovel, that's when you pay the entire 50. But like the Brisa itself says, however, before and after Yovel, which sounds like immediately before and immediately after Yovel, in that case, it will become Kaddish, meaning according to Rav, will become Kaddish, and you will also deduct based on the ratio of our Rav Shmuel the Amri Tarvalu emakdishin ligol bekaruah avachas mishteishanim. But Rav and Shmuel both said, meaning Rav himself agrees, that for the last 2 years before Yovel, over there he's obligated to pay for the entire 50. It was an exception, even though you constantly deduct one shekel per year. That only goes for the first 46, 47 years, whatever it may be. Once you're 48, 49 hit, at that point now, you're obligated to pay for the full 50. It really makes no sense. Once you're a year before Yovel, you should only be obligated to pay one shekel. But Rav and Shmuel say, based on the Mishnah, that no, the final 2 years before Yovel, you're obligated to pay the full 50. Okay, but that means Rav told you that immediately before Yovel, you are obligated to pay the full 50. This is not like the way that we seem to be understanding Rav and the Braisa, that if someone donates during Yovel, in that case, he's got to pay 50, but right after he gets to pay less, over here we see that right before Yovel, you're obligated to pay the full 50. This doesn't seem to fit with Rav. The Gemara says, Amar lach Rav, Rav will respond that no. How many Rabbanan hiva anad the Amri Karevi? This goes like Ruder Rabbanan, and I go like Rebbe, Amar Rishen v'Rishen b'chlal, Shviyu Shviyu b'chlal. So there's a machlekas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe says that there's a concept called ad v'ad b'chlal, meaning if I say from 1 until 7, when we describe, say, Pesach, we say miyem arishin v'adem hashvi, that means from 1 until 7, including 1 and 7. So Rebbe's of the opinion of ad v'ad b'chlal. The Rabbanan disagree, they say ad v'loy ad b'chlal. That means that when I say from 1 until 7, over there that means from 1 and not including 1 until 7 and not including 7. Zakt Rav says that over here the pasuk says mishnas yovel, if from the year of yovel. Rav says I think that mishnas yovel includes the year of yovel in it. Now there are that would only fit if I go ad v'ad b'chlal. This only makes sense if I say when I describe from 1 until 7 that includes days 1 and 7. That's the opinion of Rebbe. The Rabbanan that say that we normally use ad v'loy ad b'chal, we say that it's not inclusive. When I use the words from until, I mean not including 1 and not including 7. So the Gemara says that therefore, hachanami bishnas yevav v'loy shnas yevav b'chal. Mishnas yevav v'loy shnas yevav b'chal. So to over here, when the pasuk says in mishnas yevav, it does not include yevav. That means that according to the Rabbanan disagree with Rav. Rav says, I said that during Yovel you could be Makdish, but I only said my opinion according to Rebbe. The Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe. They say that when I use the words from until, it's not inclusive. So we are also the word Bishnas is not Mishnas is not inclusive, and therefore you cannot be Makdish according to the Rabbanan on Yovel. This price it goes according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. Now Rashi points out Shmuel could say that I could go even like Rebbe, even though Rebbe normally says inclusive, that's when I say from 1 until 7. Here we just use the word mishnas without describing a range. Over there, do you have, when I don't define a range, I only use one word, from. Is the word from inclusive or not inclusive? That it could be, even Rebbe agrees, that from is not inclusive. That's Rashi's point, sidebar. Okay. The Gemara says, Ika Rebbe. If the only way that the Braisa makes sense, or the only way Rav makes sense is according to Rebbe, Rebbe says that when I use the words from, it's inclusive, and therefore Rav says that I could now say that Yovel is included. Also, you could be Magdash during Yovel. Pudyon Mayavidite, the Mishnah that says that you got to pay a shekel plus a drop, what's the point of paying the drop? V'chi tema, in other words, because then you should have 50 years from a Yovel. There's 49 years plus the Yovel itself. That should be in the entire 50. V'chi tema lesle, maybe you'll tell me Rebbe doesn't hold that you have to pay a pudyon. V'atnan, the Mishnah says, hektish shnayim v'shalosh shanim lefnei ha-yevel. Someone donates 2 or 3 years before Yovel. Rebbe says, Eimer ani nesin sela o pudyon. Rebbe says, you pay a sela plus a pudyon plus a drop per year. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. If according to Rebbe, you would be obligated, that if according to Rebbe, you could be makdish during Yovel, that means that there's really a 50-year group that you're paying for when you're detracting per year. Meaning that when I donated a property on Yovel itself, I donated it for 50 years, not for 49. And in that case, the pasuk says you got to pay 50 shekel. Comes out now that the amount you're paying per year is 1 shekel per year. The Gemara asks that this, according to Rebbe, why are you paying a shekel plus a drop? If you go like Shmuel says that you can't be makdish during Gevul, it's only 49 years. So you're paying one shekel plus it's really 50 shekel for 49 years. That means it's a little bit over a shekel. You got to pay a shekel and a drop per year. But now that we're saying that Rebbe says that you could be makdish on Gevul, so it comes out that you're really donating for 50 years, it should only be one shekel per year. The Gemara says, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda, Sfira, Leit, Amr, Shnas, Chamishim, Ayla, Lekan, Lekan. Rebbe goes like Rebbe Yehuda, well, that the year 50 goes to both sides, meaning Rebbe Yehuda says that Yevul really is once every 49 years, not every 50 years. Even though we say after 50 years will be Yevul, the year of Yevul counts as year number one of the next cycle. So every Yevul cycle is really only 49 years. If we knock down that every Yevul cycle is only 49 years, Rebbe could say you're obligated to pay a dollar plus, a shekel plus a drop. Because even though we're including Yevul in it, but even with Yevul in it, it's only 49 years per cycle, not 50 years. Like the way we pass in it, it's 50 years per cycle, it's only 49 years per cycle. And that's why the 50 shekel for a 49-year cycle will come out to be a shekel and a drop. The Gemara says, L'shmuel, according to Shmuel, Lema Rebbe Kerabanan Sfirale. Let's say that Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan, D'i Kereb Yehuda, Selu Shtei Pidyanis Mibayle. If Rebbe held like the Rabbanan, Shmuel says that you can't be Makdish during Gevul. That means every cycle is really only 49 years. If Rebbe held like Rebbe Yehuda, that means according to Rebbe Yehuda, there's only a 48-year cycle. Why? Because you can't donate on Shemitah. So it comes out now that you can only donate the year following Shemitah. So and according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's only 49 years, including Shemitah. That means only 48 years that you could donate for. So if so, if you go like Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, you should be obligated to pay one shekel, but now you have two drops. You're two years short. It's 50 years, 50 shekel for 48 years. So you should have to pay one shekel plus two bits, two 49ths or two 48ths to be added on. The Gemara says, Al karach l'shmuel, Rebbe, Krabban Israela. Yes, that's true. Rebbe that says that you pay one shela and one shekel must be, he goes like the Rabbanon, so there's only 49 years, and that's why you pay that one shekel plus a drop. Tashma, the Gemara wants to prove it again. It says, Loi garilim achar yevul pachos mishana. You can't buy back after a yevul for within the first year. Bishlam l'shmuel, Loi garilim achar yevul pachos mishana. We understand, according to Shmuel, that the first year, okay, that would make sense, that the first year you can't buy back. El Rav, my Acher Yevul Shana. According to Rav, what does it mean that you can't buy back after the Yevul for the first year? Meaning that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is really telling you that you can't buy back after the Yevul for the first year. That means you can't buy back for the first year. You can't buy back on Yevul. So according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is actually saying Shmuel's halacha. You can't buy back for the year following Gevul. You can't buy back for the first year following Gevul. That means you can't buy back during Gevul because it doesn't become Kaddish. But according to Rav, what does this Mishnah mean? The Gemara says, Mi savris achar Gevul mamish. What do you think that means after the Gevul itself? My achar Gevul, what does achar Gevul mean? It means be'emtza Gevul. At some point during the Gevul. The chol kama. That so long as the year does not, so long as the year didn't finish, then we don't deduct. Meaning that ain garlin achar ayevul pachas mishana. That means that we do not calculate the decrease for less than a year. So that means that let's say it's 25 years in, and now part of the next year passed. We don't say that, listen, I only have 24 and a half years left. I should only be paying 24 and a half shekel plus a little bit. Rather, what we say is that the geula, the buyback from Hekdesh, doesn't happen for less than a year. And therefore, we go by full year increments. That's all it means. The Gemara says, "My kamash malan." What's the chiddush? The emechashin chadashim in Hekdesh, that you can't buy back for less than half a year from Hekdesh. Habahedik katani, that was explicit in our mission. Emechashin chadashim in Hekdesh. The Gemara says, "Ma'atam kamar." That mission is coming to explain the reason. Ma'atam le'garin la'achar yevul pachas mishana. Why is it that you can't buy back at less than a year, because we don't count months for hektish, and therefore the whole buyback is by a year. But really, that Mishnah is not coming to tell us any greater chiddush than what we already have in our Mishnah. We'll stop here for this week.